I think so, if we're ready. Are we ready for the Willamette Falls item? Is that, are we all here? Okay, then let's please move to that item, which is 332.
332, declare city council support for the reopening of the Willamette Falls lots and the development of the Willamette Falls Legacy Project.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. In late 2014, I met with Lisa Nato and Congresswoman Darlene Hooley and others about a project they were working on with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Lisa described to us the fascinating story of the Willamette Falls locks, their special place in Oregon's past, and their current status as non-operational, in quotation marks. She asked whether the council would consider sponsoring a resolution in support of the regional effort to reopen the locks. It's been an honor to work with Mayor Hales to bring, this resolution to council, and I'm glad that based on feedback from my friend Oregon City Mayor Dan Holliday, it also includes language in support of the Willamette Falls Legacy Project. Mayor, do you have the proclamation?
I have the resolution.
You have the resolution.
I do.
Okay. So, anyway, welcome honored guest, Lisa.
Thank you, Congresswoman Hurley.
Very much for hearing us, and we want your support for this resolution. What we're trying to do as we. We're working for the National Historic Trust, and our goal is to open the locks, which connects the Willamette River. It is only a navigable river if the locks are open. It goes from Springfield to the Columbia River. The locks, the Native American tribes spent time helping to build the locks. They were operational through until 2000, when they closed them, 2011. And part of the problem is the locks used to carry all of the commerce through from Salem, the mills that were along there, timber. And when the timber cutting dried up, the tonnage went down on the locks. And so the Corps of Engineers decided that they would close it. It is an important piece of our heritage. It will be important for recreational uses. We've talked to the riverboat owners that really would like to have the locks open, as well as the canoes and rafters going through there. And we also have people that want commerce to go through there. We are trying to build support from ground up to try to get the Corps of Engineers to actually partner with or fix the locks and then transfer it. But we're working on trying to make sure that this is a reality in the future, that those locks are open. It's an important part of our heritage. With that, Sandy?
Good morning. Excuse me. I'm Sandy Carter. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you about this. As a board member of Willamette Falls Heritage Foundation, which is a small nonprofit based in West Lynn, and more recently as coordinator of the One Willamette River Coalition, because if the locks are closed, there are two Willamette Rivers, I've been focused on keeping the locks open for about a dozen years. Our 1873 locks were bought by the Corps of Engineers in 1915. They did yeoman's work for more than a century, but as Darlene mentioned, shrinking of the logging industry and some shifts by the mills at the falls to trucking models over barging dealt them a deep blow on funding in the 90s, because they're funded from a decades-old congressional model that's based on commercial tonnage. In addition to their intrinsic value as an amazing historic resource, they provide an iconic river gateway for recreation, heritage, ecotourism, marine businesses. They simultaneously beckon both paddlers on the Willamette River Water Trail and gravel barges, which is a pretty big job description. In 2005, Governor Kulongoski made the locks funding issue an Oregon Solutions Project, and Vern Duncan was the convener on that. Over the next 4 years, pulling together to keep the locks maintained and operating, the stakeholders in that group chipped in to fund an INCA engineering study, a study by Travel Oregon on the recreational return on investment, a study of other cases where locks have been transferred by the government to other entities so that they could survive, an update of the locks nomination on the National Register, federal stimulus dollars to complete needed gate inspections and repairs, and a federal transportation grant for seasonal operations for a couple of years. This is a tremendous group effort over sustained over years. Since 2011, the job of ensuring that the locks have a future has belonged to the One Willamette River Coalition, and 2011 saw many milestones. Peggy Siegler, Oregon field officer for the National Trust, joined the effort. Restore Oregon declared the locks an endangered place, which is unfortunate, but it shines a light on the problem. The National Trust declared it a national treasure. Peggy and I had a large meeting. 60 stakeholders came and easily arrived at consensus around the solution, which would be to transfer the locks out of federal stewardship and into some other partnership. But in order to do that, the locks need to be repaired and reopened. You have in your materials the Eco Northwest economic potential report, I believe, digitally. We can get you copies in hard copy if you like to handle them. Through one-on-one interviews by Eco Northwest and data mining, the study concluded two important things. There is pent-up regional recreational and tourism demand for the reopening of the locks, and there will likely be a return to barging past Willamette Falls after a few years of predictable operations. Barging is obviously the greenest way to move freight in the Willamette Valley, if we could take it up again. At the same time that Eco Northwest was mining Corps of Engineer data and interviewing upriver stakeholders, our coalition was aggressively pushing other equally important strategic goals to get this locks funding problem solved. And Andy and Lisa will tell you about some of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sure. Mayor Hales, members of the commission, thank you for hearing our plea here for your support for the locks and the overall Willamette Falls area and legacy project. It's important to express broad base of public support now, because now is when we're going through a process with the Corps of Engineers to determine what are the historic impacts on this facility that's on the National Register, and how do you mitigate the adverse impacts of those of that action. When the Corps closed the locks back in 2012, they did it on an emergency basis. It had to be closed in their minds right now. However, the lengthy process of examining historic impacts through the National Historic Preservation Act doesn't fit within the emergency time frame of closing locks for life safety purposes. But with the very capable assistance of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, the Corps was convinced that they needed to address it, even if it is retrospectively. They're in the midst of that process now. They finished the first step that says, yes, we have to do this. They finished the second step that says, yes, there is an impact. And they're now in the third step, and that's the critical step. They're obliged to either reduce the impact, eliminate the impact, or mitigate the impact. And the best way to do that is to reopen the locks. And there needs to be a broad base of support to do just that, and not just sort of odds and ends of individual advocates. We've gotten a good support so far. Metro's adopted a similar resolution as you. Oregon City, West Lynn, Milwaukee, Lake Oswego, Gladstone, Polk County, Association of Oregon Counties, Clackamas County have all adopted this same kind of resolution to communicate to the Corps. This is a broad base of interest, not just a few vocal advocates that's trying to make a change here. So the timing and your support on broadening that base of support, you're the bottom of the Willamette. We've got interest from the top of the Willamette as well, is really important at this point in time. I provided to you also, there's a reference in our resolution and your resolution that we should include this in the regional transportation plan as a transportation corridor and a project necessary for that transportation corridor to function properly, and we should communicate our interest as part of the region's policy position, communicating back to D.C. This is what we're all taking back to D.C. Later this month to meet with our delegation and advocate, and there's a reference on the next to the last page to the locks, and there's a picture of the locks. Although, thanks to Commissioner Novick, the Tillicum Bridge gets page one. The locks get page six as one of the items that the region's interested in. I've also given you a little brochure about the Legacy Project. On the other side of the falls, on the Oregon City side of the falls, Metro is working closely with Clackamas County and Oregon City to support the redevelopment of the Blue Heron Mill site. The Blue Heron Mill is in private ownership now. We're working closely with that developer. That developer has provided Metro with, I think it's a 150-foot easement along the riverbank. We're now working actively on designing, and we have sort of down payment revenues for starting construction of the riverwalk to give public access to the falls immediately adjacent to the falls for the first time in, 100 years? So that's the spark that really gains the public interest, and we're well into advancing that public access. So thank you for your support, and thank you for including a reference to the Legacy Project in your resolution as well.
Thank you all. Questions for this panel? Oh, sorry, Lisa. Didn't mean to leave you out.
That's fine. Mayor Hales and commissioners, thank you very much for your time this morning. We very much appreciate it. This is a national treasure. It was declared in 2012 by the National Trust for Historic Preservation as a top national priority to protect and maintain. In addition to the number of jurisdictions, local governments that have adopted formal resolutions, we are pleased to say that the tribes of the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde have also issued a formal proclamation in support. PGE has been supporting us, the Oregon Concrete and Aggregate Producers as well. So there is a broad base of support for this. Your resolution would also support efforts at the state level. We have Senate Bill 131 that we are promoting to create a state task force, which would include state agencies such as state parks, the Marine Board, and the Department of Transportation in this effort to come to solutions for the Willamette Falls locks. And additionally, Senate Joint Memorial 10, which is sending a message to Congress that we want their participation. Our federal delegation has been united in support for this project, and we're working together with them. And we specifically want to thank all of you, particularly Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fish, for bringing this forward, Jackie Dingfelder in the Office of Sustainability, Matthew Robinson, policy analyst, and Sonia Szymanski for all of her work. So we thank all of you very much.
Thank you. And I knew Mayor Holliday is on his way, but may or may not make it here in time.
And I have the honor, Mayor, of serving with the other mayor on the Regional Water Users Consortium. So he and I see each other every quarter, and I think I'm the first Water Bureau commissioner in charge in a generation actually goes to those meetings. And it's important because those are all our regional customers, and we're building productive long-term relationships. And it's an honor for this council to support this effort because it meets a lot of our goals. It's a regional effort. It's about our heritage. There's jobs at stake. Inducing the Army Corps of Engineers to step up and do something is good for the region. It's a transportation priority, so says the document that was handed out. And I think also, Mayor, frankly, what we've learned is that when a former congresswoman and a former county commissioner come and knock on our doors, it's very difficult to say no when they have a good cause that they're pitching. So we thank you for your advocacy.
You all. Questions for the panel?
Oh, Mayor, I forgot to mention one thing, and that we also very much appreciate the leadership of Clackamas County. They have stepped up to spearhead the regional support, and Commissioner Tootie Smith is leading that effort along with Commissioner Schrader.
Great. Thank you all.
Just a clarification and a question. The clarification is, I asked for JPEG to put the Tillicum Crossing Bridge picture on the front page of our document to the federal government, not to slight the Willamette Falls locks or any other piece of transportation infrastructure, because the Federal Department of Transportation put a picture of the Tillicum Crossing on their own budget document this year. So I wanted to let them know that our priorities were on the front page. So I wanted to let them know that our priorities were aligned. Second, I should have asked this during the JPEG discussion, but I neglected to. When the locks reopen, will there be bagels?
I think after
if
that,
you bring them,
or if you order them,
we'll have a party. Sure there. We'll have both of them.
Lisa, as this thing moves forward, and you've got some wonderful promotional materials, other things, would you let the council know if there are specific community celebrations that we can attend to?
We'd be very happy
go beyond the written fest. Words to actually be physically have a representative there to show support.
We'll be very happy to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thanks for being here this morning. Appreciate it. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Anyone else that's signed up to speak?
I think Mr. Lightning would like to.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good morning. My name is Lightning with Lightning Watchdog X. A couple of the concerns I have is that this was closed in 2012 by the Corps of Engineers on an emergency basis. I'd like a little bit more data on that, exactly why they would close this and what is the estimated cost to reopen this. I understand this Blue Heron Mill site, the developer has come in at a pretty good price to purchase this property. And we're seeing this type of activity right now. I'd like to have an understanding from the developer's position on how much money he's willing to put up to also have this open. The concern I have, again, is looking at the economic impact of, if we have it closed currently, how much money is that costing us as far as on the economic impact? If we come up with the money to open this, what is going to be the gain? I'd like to see some data going back a few years on that to see how much money we've actually lost and what will be the gain if we do reopen this. And I have some hesitation at this time to understand that I hope this isn't going to just be tied to this Blue Heron Mill site on the developer deciding to do what he plans on doing. And I want to see the true economic benefits before any money is committed, especially from the transportation side, that I really don't think they have any additional money at this time to even be thinking of adding anything to this. But again, I guess you're going to go on a federal level to see if you can get some more funds for this, and I'll just wait and see what happens. Again, I'm just hesitating on the fact it was closed on an emergency basis, and I'd like to hear a little bit more from the Corps of Engineers exactly on why that happened and exactly what the cost would have been to keep this open. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks very much. Anyone else want to speak? Then we should take a roll call vote on the resolution then.
Fish?
Well, again, I'm very proud to support this resolution. I want to thank our honored guests who are here for making such a compelling case. I'm sorry the mayor's not here, but in absentia, we'll thank him for his advocacy. Commissioner Novick, thank you for your role in placing this in this document. And while it's not on the first page, it's rather prominent on page 6. And we know that we won't let the page sequence get in the way of our advocacy. You know that you're in the presence of a pro when the presenter mayor actually thanks all the staff before we get a chance to do so. And that's why Lisa's so effective. But I want to just reiterate that we are grateful for, because a lot of work went into this. This did not just sort of materialize overnight. It was drafted and redrafted, and we tried to get it right. And so, again, I want to acknowledge in the mayor's office, Jackie Dingfelder, Matthew Robinson, and Rachel Wiggins. They worked hard on this. And in my office, Sonia Schmansky, who did such a great job on this, mayor. I made her my chief of staff after she completed this work. So, and everyone else. And I thank the mayor for working collaboratively on this. This is important. And, you know, I'll just make one little get on my stump on one concern that I have generally, which is I think the idea of regionalism is under attack in our region. I think the old notion that we do our best work on a regional basis with our partners investing in things is taking a lot of hits. And it's not just in the transportation area where transportation initiatives get big pushback, and not just light rail. But if you look at the housing statistics on who's building affordable housing and serving who in the region, if you look at the location of jobs, if you look at transportation, if you look at a number of things, the idea that we are best when the region is successful is coming under attack and is being questioned. And I think that when the city of Portland has a chance to reach out to a regional partner and support something that benefits all of us, and particularly one that that supports an important piece of our history, then it is incumbent on us to join arms with our other partners and say, yes, we'll help you. So again, thanks to our two friends, the former electeds, one of whom has a bridge in her honor, for joining us. Thanks for the presentation, Mayor. I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for bringing this important item to our attention. I'm pleased to support the reopening of the locks and ultimately the redevelopment of the Blue Heron property to really improve the access and recognize Willamette Falls for the tremendous gem that it is in our state. Aye.
Novick.
I agree with Commissioner Pish that to some extent the notion of regionalism is under attack, but it's under attack, but it's still alive and well. And much as I hate getting up early enough in the morning to go to JPAC meetings at 7:30 once a month, regionalism is definitely alive and well in those meetings. And our commitment to regionalism is reflected in this effort as well as the other transportation priorities identified in the JPAC document that you saw. Ben Franklin said that we must all hang together, or surely we shall all hang separately. And I think that for the elected officials and staff in this region, they understand that that's true about transportation and transportation-related initiatives. Thank you so much for all everybody's work on this. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all your work on this project. Aye.
Hales.
Well, there's a long history here. When a couple of fellows named William Overton and Asa Lovejoy got interested in a site called The Clearing in those days, because we earned our name Stumptown from the very early days when people started doing some logging around here, we're sitting in the clearing. They decided that would be a good place to start a town, and they paddled their canoe in 1843 or 1844, depending on which historian you want to listen to, up to Oregon City in order to pay 25 cents to the land office and file that claim. So the history between these two cities goes back to our very beginning. And continues to this day. And I think I want to second the comments about regionalism. I think it's really important for cities around the state to support each other's hopes and dreams and good ideas. And that's what's going on here. And I appreciate, Commissioner Fish, your partnership with Mayor Holliday and getting this before us here, because it's really important to each of our cities or our community's destinies that we try to help the good things happen. And they often require help from the federal government or from state government or from the private sector in order for them to happen. And it's very much in Portland's interest for Oregon City to prosper. And so this will help, these projects will help that happen. And I think, again, even though there's always politics about regionalism, I think I see a lot of appreciation around the state for the fact that we do, as a city, try to reach out and be partners with other communities. The mayor of Klamath Falls called me yesterday to thank us for our support for the background check legislation that was before the legislature this morning, because he just joined Mayors Against Illegal Guns. So I think the fact that on issues or on ideas and projects and the future economies of each of our communities, if we can get together and support each other, everybody wins. And I think that's what's happening here. So I want to thank you all for calling on us to be good partners and call on us some more, I hope, to help make both the reopening of the locks and the redevelopment of this amazing part of Oregon City a success. And we wish you well on all of those fronts, and we look forward to being your partners. Aye. Thank you.